I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
It is always fun talking to Tom Lydon. He is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends, and we're always looking for things to just kind of bring into your radar screen. Sometimes it's things that maybe you want to be buying. Sometimes it's things just kind of keep them out there and see whether or not there's going to come a point. But in both cases, the real story is how do you properly build a portfolio and how many things do you want to slice it into and how do you do it best? And if you want more information on doing that yourself, go to ETFTrends.com or you can follow the company on Twitter at ETF Trends or Tom on Twitter where he is at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Spider S&P Emerging Europe ETF, ticker symbol GUR.
Okay, so we're talking emerging Europe, and of course, I have just been to emerging Europe, and that probably has a little something to do. You had a little time off to think about it, and since I was in Ukraine, you were searching towards the Ukraine. But Ukraine is a very small piece of this. The vast majority of funds or ETFs that have any Ukraine exposure have maybe one or two issues. So why emerging Europe? Because it's a big story there. But I was asked one question about why would I invest? And the immediate follow-up question would be, well, would I invest or why would anyone from America invest in emerging Europe, Ukraine included?
Well, you're absolutely right, Chuck. I mean, the key here is really diversification and a couple things. We want to take advantage of learning a little bit about your trip, but also emerging markets in general have been so beat up around the world that there are a lot of people that are talking about cherry picking. And one area in particular, Eastern Europe, has been beat up tremendously. So does that mean that now's the time to go in? And I think the answer is, and you can help me with this, is no, because still there's a lot of problems over there, number one. Number two, if you're going to invest in Eastern European areas, you only get a few selections as far as countries, because it's predominantly Russia that most of these funds own. And from a sector standpoint, it's too heavily emphasizing energy companies, gas and oil, and banks. So you see a big overlap, too much concentration in certain countries, too much concentration in certain industry groups. And even if you like a country like the Ukraine, which you, I understand you had a great experience, it's really tough to invest in specific countries there, isn't
yeah.
it?
Well, it is, because the vast majority of their largest companies aren't listed on their own stock exchange. So you have that side that says, I'm buying a Ukraine stock that's traded in London, which doesn't entirely feel like a Ukraine stock. Although they have several hundred issues listed on their market, it's not yet a market that has even had its own. I mean, the question that I would have when you're looking at something like S&P Emerging Europe, compare that, and I've sort of made jokes about the fact that, you know, hey, there are funds that specialize in Bulgaria. If you're going to tilt in this direction, do you want control versus having a money manager say, oh, okay, I'll go off and do it? Because if you're taking control, if you feel strongly about the country, that makes sense to me on the one hand. On the other, you're getting an expert, but as you pointed out, they're going to go in the biggest industries.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the ETF industry is wonderful, and it gives you so many different choices. But just because something sounds exciting or sexy, it doesn't mean that you dive into it. More than ever, this is a place where you have to lift up the hood. Emerging markets, especially Eastern emerging market countries, are still reeling from the financial crisis. And we talk about developed Europe and the problems that some of these countries are having. Well, they're having the same problems in these Eastern European countries. And the IMF is looking at it closely. They continue to talk about bailouts. They continue to talk about poor economic numbers and the fact that many of these countries are not seeing positive GDP numbers. They're not seeing positive returns on a lot of these publicly traded companies. So right now, although I pulled a sample of a Eastern European ETF, it's something that we would recommend that you stay away from. We would recommend that you really look at it closely. But one thing is, when emerging markets do recover, Eastern European markets will probably do better because they were some of those areas that actually fell off the worst during the decline.
So we could have actually said it this way. Our ETF of the week is the Spider S&P Emerging Europe ETF, ticker symbol GUR. We could have played the loser sign. The other question for anybody who's looking at this, whether it's single country or it's emerging Europe, etc., you're going to always get some exposure to the big broad markets. If somebody wants to take a chance, even if they understand the risks you're talking about, if they had taken my trip and came away more optimistic than I was, and I'm not optimistic in part because the Ukrainian journalists I met were all talking about, no, I don't want to invest here. I don't want to invest here. And I figure they are on the ground there and know more than I do. But if somebody was going to do something and say, it's worth it to goose my portfolio, how much do you take a chance with? Is it 2% of a portfolio, or is that too little to do something? 5% of a portfolio?
Well, there are a lot of investors who don't want to risk anything. And from that standpoint, and you experience firsthand, the trust of investors in Eastern Europe have been bruised because of what's gone on over the years. So why shouldn't we be skeptical? I also think that, as you point out, there are very few publicly traded companies over there. So this is one of those cases that look at those individual companies, and if you see one company that you like better than another, rather than buying an ETF that owns it, really understand what that company's all about and really do your homework.
So that's the time and the case where, okay, maybe the ETF isn't working for you. If you like it and you want to go in that direction, buy the individual things. If you want to go another way, well, you can see maybe why you don't want to get the Spider S&P Emerging Europe ETF, the ticker symbol GUR. It's the ETF of the week, not the ETF of the week to buy, the one to study and to learn from. And it's brought to you, of course, by Tom Lydon. Tom is editor of ETF Trends, president of Global Trend Asset Management. Follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Follow the firm at ETF Trends. Tom, of course, joins us each week. Tom, thanks so much for joining us this week. We look forward to doing it again.
Thanks, Chuck. Welcome back.
There is much more to go on the Thursday edition of Money Life, so stick around. You don't want to miss a thing.